Thanks, guys. LeSean McCoy may not have had a breakout performance yet in 2014 with 175 rushing yards in the first three games, but he's quite content with his role in the offense because, quite simply, the team is winning.
Just got to make plays like we did yesterday or Sunday. Guys are making plays. About this league, you just got to keep going. I mean, everybody keeps talking about, oh, the run game's not doing well, this and that, but we're winning games. We're winning games. And if teams want to come in and try to stop the run, we'll, you know, if they want to get 34 points scored on them and Nick's playing at a high level and we're making plays, I mean, that's how y'all lose.
To aid McCoy on the ground, the offensive line will have to come together, and the offensive line is once again dealing with injuries as two players are slated to make their first career starts this Sunday in San Francisco in Matt Tobin at left guard and David Mulk at center, and Todd Harriman is making a return to the right tackle spot.
Todd actually finished the game at right tackle for us, so it's just depth purposes, and you know, we'll see. The biggest question we have is how does Matt Tobin respond to a couple days in a row of practice, so... We got today of training. Yesterday, our Tuesday deal is just it's an hour. We're not doing a ton of running around. It's a light day for us. So the biggest question with Matt in terms of his ability and his availability on Sunday will be how does he handle a Tuesday? How does he handle a Wednesday? How does he handle a Thursday? And then we'll go from there. But obviously, to get us some depth at the tackle spot, the next maneuver is Todd, but going back out to tackle and then bringing a guard in the game. So,
you know, we are getting guys that are loading the box up a little bit, but in general, we just got to make our point and punch angles, and, you know, just punch angles like we were doing early on and then give Shady and Sproul some creases to hit.
The NFL may have deemed that Washington defensive end Chris Baker's hit on Nick Foles was legal in the fourth quarter of the win over Washington, but don't expect the Eagles to agree.
I'm still under the impression you can't blindside a player, whether it's a quarterback or not a quarterback, going back towards your own sideline, so I'll touch base with the league officials before we play again. So I that's news to me that's a legal hit. And I know the referee threw the flag pretty quickly and kicked him out of the game. So
the guy's clearly down when Nick gets hit. So I think it was kind of all that kind of mixed into it. That's why I was probably fired up. It was a cheap shot. As you can see, he looked at Nick first before he hit him. It was a cheap shot.
As Michael Kendricks, the middle linebacker, was sidelined during Wednesday's training session with a calf injury, Jason Kelsey with a sports hernia, the only other Eagles player to miss practice. That's going to do it for today's news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back to the studio for more on Eagles 360.